The state will pay $50 million out of the current budget to build the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation will fund another $50 million of the project. A $50 million donation from alumni John and Tasha Morgridge will cover the rest. Researchers from both the public and private sector will work at the center. They'll be located at different ends of a building connected by a covered walkway. Governor Jim Doyle says this will keep them from violating a federal guideline banning the use of public dollars on new embryonic stem cell lines.
The whole idea is that we will have scientists that come out of the public sector and scientists in the private sector who will be working together on research. Now, some research, because of current rules set up by President Bush, has to be kept separate, and we will follow all of those rules.
But there are still those who think that's not good enough. Horicon Republican Assemblyman Jeff Fitzgerald was the only member of the Building Commission to vote against this plan. Fitzgerald says public and private researchers should be separated in completely different buildings to draw a clear line.
Because there's a segment of the population that does not agree with what is being done on the private side of that. A lot of us believe in the existing lines that are set by the federal government are okay, but other things that are being done, some people aren't comfortable with it.
Fitzgerald says this building plan also gives too much oversight to the Alumni Foundation instead of the state. It was amended to make records of the construction bidding public and to let an independent observer watch over the process. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.